This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted that the Narendra Modi government has zero tolerance policy towards terrorism. Replying to the discussion on the working of the Home Ministry in Rajya Sabha, he pointed out that there has been a 70% reduction in deaths due to terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir during the NDA government, and terror incidents have also fallen sharply. Mr. Shah said, in the past 10 years, the government has strengthened the security of the nation through political will and the use of technology.
नरेंद्र मोदी जी के आने के बाद आतंकवाद के खिलाफ जीरो टॉलरेंस की नीति प्रधानमंत्री जी ने मोदी जी के आने के बाद उरी और पुलवामा में हमला हुआ 10 ही दिन में पाकिस्तान के घर में घुसकर सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक करके जवाब
Mr. Shah pointed out that the country faced three major challenges in the past which hindered its progress and development: terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir, left-wing extremism, and insurgency in Northeast. He stated that government has dealt with all these challenges with a firm hand. The Home Minister emphasized that Naxalism in India will be eliminated by March next year. He stated that road connectivity and internet reach has been improved in Naxal-affected areas, and new banks and ATMs have been opened. Earlier participating in the discussion, Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi of the BJP said that Home Ministry has worked to make the country secular in true sense by abolishing the Article 370 from the Jammu and Kashmir. He said the Home Ministry has worked with sensitivity to deal with the issues faced by Manipur. Congress MP Ajay Maken said that Delhi is having the highest rate of crime against women, children and senior citizens. M. Shanmugam of DMK raised the issue of long working hours of the security personnel and vacant position in Central Armed Police Force. Sanjay Singh of Aam Aadmi Party questioned the government over the rising crimes across the country. After Home Minister's reply, the House was adjourned for the day. Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that agriculture is the backbone of the country's economy and farmers' welfare is the priority of the government. Replying to a debate on the demands for grants related to his ministry for 2025-26, Mr. Chauhan said the NDA government has allocated over 10 lakh crore rupees in the budget for the agriculture sector in the last 10 years. He said in the 10 years of the UPA regime, the total budget allocation during 2004 to 2014 was only 1,51,000 crore rupees. The minister informed that the government is providing free rice and wheat to over 80 crore beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Ann Yojana. India has strongly registered its concerns with the US authorities on the treatment meted out to the deportees on the flight that landed on the 5th of last month in Amritsar, particularly with respect to the use of shackles, especially on women. This was stated by Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The minister informed that the need to promote safe, orderly and legal migration while cracking down on illegal immigration networks was discussed during the recent visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the US. He added that India's consistent stance against illegal immigration while seeking humane treatment of deportees was reiterated. President Draupadi Murmu today addressed the 49th convocation of the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi. The president said AIIMS is an institution that has earned prestige across the world by pursuing excellence in healthcare, medical education and life sciences research. In London, the Heathrow Airport is closed for 24 hours after a huge fire outbreak at a power substation. It led to a significant power outage and left over 16,000 homes without electricity. The power outage resulted in disrupting operations at one of the world's busiest airports and throwing the travel plans of hundreds of thousands into disarray. The fire brigade said the cause of the fire is not known yet. In badminton, India's Treza Jolly and her partner Gayatri Gopichand will play the women's doubles quarterfinal of the Swiss Open Championship in Basel, Switzerland, this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.